Go ahead, please.
Okay. Thank you very much, and thank you for all the comments. Yes, I think Ana Paula covered it very well. A few additions. I think it was very important what was mentioned by the rapporteur about what already exists and what member states already believe and see to be relevant to these kind of legally binding treaties, and how to make sure that these are properly expressed at 5.2. Hopefully that's the end. This is really critical for many different principles within the treaty. We mentioned human rights, of course, and how to make it stronger, not just in the preamble, but also references throughout different places. For example, we're here mostly talking about health, the health of individuals, the health of workers, the health of indigenous groups, the reference to microplastics within our bodies. However, when we look to Article 19 in the current proposed text, it is very weak. There's a placeholder text, and it's something that has not been thoroughly developed by member states, and is something that requires our attention and requires more momentum toward the next discussion. Now, similarly, we mentioned due diligence. This should follow the UN guiding principles. I mean, this is something that member states should be raising in addition to other principles that have already legally established texts. Things like also just transition, making sure that we're referencing what has been agreed upon by member states. The ILO guidelines on just transition have been agreed upon by 187 member states, as well as workers, as well as employers, enterprises, and as well specifically as waste pickers who were present in the development of these guidelines. So we see that we have agreed upon texts that can be very easily leveraged to enhance the strength of this legally binding treaty. And that would be something that would be very much welcomed in 5.2. Right, the rights of workers and the rights of waste pickers we talked about, it's exactly what Ana Paula mentioned, the right to work, the right to be able to access employment. And this is something where Article 10 on just transition is really critical. And it's critical that it's highlighted for the millions of informal workers globally, but also the communities. We have to remember that these are frontline communities that are exposed. These are frontline communities that are affected by plastic waste and are affected by any kind of change in production along the supply chain. And this is why the definition of the ILO's just transition applies to all workers, informal and formal, but also to communities, women, youth, indigenous persons. So this is something very critical to emphasize in Article 10 and make sure that this is enumerated very clearly. I think I'll end here and pass it over to my UNEP colleague. Thank you very much.